click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
We're speaking about things that affect us and our money. And so one of the things that's happened over the last few years in South Africa is that we've seen a very slow economic growth rate, 0.1% I think it is this year. And people are really struggling when it comes to spending, when it comes to having to look after family members, deal with their obligations and those unplanned emergencies. What happens then is unscrupulous people are taking advantage of people who are in difficult economic circumstances. Let's speak to MJ Davis, the Chief Executive Officer of Retail Loans at FNB. Thanks so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening, MJ. Just take us through what this current economic climate is like in South Africa.
Good evening. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I think South African economy and climate remains challenging. I think a lot of this sort of political uncertainty makes it hard for businesses and consumers to have confidence in investing and buying, making large purchases. But there are some green shoots. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, we saw last month the fifth interest rate decrease in a row. You know, the repo rate down at 7% now. And inflation is towards the low end. So it is tough, but, you know, there are some small positive signs coming out the last few months.
Yeah, and when you say it's tough, how are you seeing people coping? What's the data saying?
Yeah, so we are seeing, if we look at, say, the last 2 to 3 years and you look at some of the statistics from the National Credit Regulator that, you know, sort of has a view of the overall markets, the level of clients who are in arrears, who have missed some payments, it's fairly stable.
Okay.
So I actually checked the stats again today. It's pretty stable. And I think what has been positive has been the interest rate reductions. You know, so that extra money that you're getting every month from, you know, your mortgage or your vehicle finance being lower, we are seeing consumers are using that to, you know, to meet some of their other commitments. Mm-hmm. And so it's still, you know, it's still not as good as it maybe was historically, but we have seen things stabilize at an overall economy level.
Mm-hmm. So when people are overwhelmed and, you know, they are missing these payments, sometimes they're becoming increasingly desperate. I was looking at the unemployment statistics that were released by StatsSA yesterday, and we're talking about them this morning on Kaya. Just quite depressing, and there's room for you to become desperate, and that's when problems can get worse. What are the dangers when you're not in a good financial position, you're feeling overwhelmed? What can happen?
So I think the first thing that we sometimes see is clients sort of ignore the problem and they hope it goes away by itself. But, you know, by ignoring it, it just gets worse. And what is a small problem can become a very big problem if you don't address it head on or proactively. So that's the first piece. So we always encourage our clients, consumers in general, to talk to their financial services providers and work with them on coming up with a solution. The second unfortunate reality we see is when you are under pressure, you're more vulnerable to, you know, to scams, to get rich quick schemes. And unfortunately, there are, you know, these unscrupulous players in the market who will target these vulnerable customers. Mm-hmm. And get them into sell them something or sign them up for something without them really understanding the consequences. Mm-hmm. You know, so our warning to consumers is really just to read everything twice. If something sounds too good to be true, unfortunately, in most cases, it is.
Yeah, you know, I've grown up listening to those warnings, and I sometimes think I still don't understand them, and that applies to a lot of people. So what's the one thing that you think that people should remember when it gets tough financially? What, either something to do or something not to do?
Okay, maybe I'll give you one of each. So mm-hmm. What to do is, as I mentioned earlier, be proactive as best you can. You know, I often say to my team, it's a lose-lose situation when a customer can't repay the loan with us. It's not in our best interest, and it's definitely not in the client's best interest. So coming up with an amicable solution, whether it's a payment arrangement or something like that, you know, all banks will have these solutions available to customers. So rather first ask for help than getting to a situation where you've missed a number of payments, and then, you know, then more collections activity has to take place. So that's what to do. In terms of what not to do, yeah, don't be careful when you're getting contacted, whether it's by cold, you know, you get a cold call or you get a text message which promises you the world without clearly explaining the consequences of it. So don't rush into anything. Read the fine print, because what might seem like a great short-term solution could have longer-term consequences that the person on the other side of the phone is not going to be explained to you properly unless you really, really push them hard.
Okay, let's talk about one of those dangers is debt review without really knowing the consequences or the people who are engaging with you when it comes to debt review. Just take me through the dangers of that, what a good debt review looks like, what a not so good one looks like, and what can happen when you don't know that you're actually being signed up for debt review.
No, exactly. And first off, debt review for the right consumers can be a very helpful tool, right? Now, unfortunately, we like to say life happens and clients can get into a truly indebted situation. You know, often it's a medical emergency, an unexpected retrenchment, a death of a family, of a breadwinner in the family. And that puts a client in a situation where debt review is the right outcome. And that allows a formal process of negotiation with your creditors. And, you know, we see good outcomes for clients in the right circumstances.
Okay.
But what we've seen, what's become prevalent in the last few years particularly is debt review has been sold to clients who aren't actually indebted. It's being sold as debt consolidation. It's being sold as you're going to get a... cut your installments in half. And what clients don't get spoken to about is that you are then effectively pulled out of the formal credit market and you can't access any other credit until a court has actually ruled that you are now not indebted. And the average debt review process, you know, can vary from 3 to 6 years. And so what we've seen with a few of our clients, it's something that the National Credit Regulator actually released a circular on last week, is some, not all, a few unscrupulous debt counselors are targeting customers, promising them the world, and then only for them to realize a few weeks or a few months later that they're actually now under formal debt review and can't access credit until they rehabilitate themselves fully. So it's really about understanding when you're getting this sales pitch about reducing your installments. Is it debt review or is it something else? And debt counselors by law have to explain the full consequences and get your full consent before they put you under debt review.
MJ, I wonder if you are able to answer this, and if you're not, I understand, because it's a bit sideways to our conversation. But when you speak about people contacting you out of the blue to sell you some kind of financial service or offer you what appears to be a lifeline and may not be, I often wonder how people are able to know, for instance, okay, this person needs a cell phone, this person needs life insurance. How do spammers get our numbers? Do they have access to more than our information? Because we also know that there have been so many data leaks. And how safe is our financial information? If you're saying that this might be a trend of people contacting you and saying, hi, let me offer you debt review. How do they know you need
it? We've actually had a similar discussion with the information regulator.
Okay.
Because you're right, as an individual in my own personal capacity, I often get phone calls from these companies offering me the debt consolidation, which is actually debt review. And I've never had any dealings with them, et cetera. So through our engagements with various regulators, we have also raised this as a concern.
Okay.
Because you're right, under Poppy, you are supposed to have our information is supposed to be more protected. And more importantly, if you then opt out, you should not be contacted by them again. But often I find even opting out doesn't work with some of these companies. And again, I think I just want to emphasize it is a minority. There are a lot of great debt counselors. And I guess another tip is if you're considering debt counseling, if your own, you know, if we haven't been able to solve it with your bank or with your service provider, please go to the National Credit Regulator website and they can actually show you who's registered, properly registered with them, that they've got a list on the website. And then they can also show you, it also shows which debt counselors might have been, you know, fined for some of this behavior I've spoken about. Now, one particular debt counselor has been fined in the last few months. which we've, you know, which for us, we're very glad to see that, because we've had complaints from our clients, but often by the time it gets to us, unfortunately, we can't do anything.
It's too late.
The process has started. And it's, as I said, it's a formal legal process, and they unfortunately have to go through the process or apply to exit, which is not an easy process. But yeah, make sure you're dealing with a very reputable, and then the National Credit Regulator website, you know, has all that information.
Okay. MJ Davis, thank you so much for your time. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Retail Loans at FNB, just talking to us about how to stay safe and what to think about when it comes to our finances, even when it gets challenging. Really appreciate your time tonight.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.